Conditioning of tokens will be appropriate for a client who does not have a token economy in place, or for one whose token assessment showed that the tokens in effect were not effective in maintaining responding. If a token system is not in effect, you will need to select tokens for the client, an example, poker chips or pennies. For this assessment, usually the token production schedule is a fixed ratio 5, although if the client has never had a token system before, you may want to consider starting with a continuous schedule of token production, CRF FR1, and then systematically increase the response requirement for earning tokens. Similarly, you will systematically increase the token exchange schedule from FR1 to FR2, and so on until you reach the target schedule for your client, for example, FR5, FR10. The materials needed for these two procedures will be similar to the token efficacy assessment: backup reinforcers, a timer, a data sheet, and a video camera if you are recording sessions. Next, we'll discuss some procedures for conditioning tokens, token pairing, and operant discrimination training. Please note that these are recommended procedures and that set guidelines are not yet available for conditioning of tokens.